France is on strike. Trade unions have called a one-day walkout to support French youths protesting a new labor law. It's affecting much of French life. Trains and subways are delayed, newspaper kiosks are shuttered, and some postal services disrupted. Police in Paris and other French cities were out in force in anticipation of the largest demonstrations since the law was passed last month. Eleanor Beardsley is in Paris and joins us now. Hello.
Good morning.
Remind us of what this new law is and why there's so much opposition to it.
Well, the law, with nearly one in four French youth out of a job, the law was supposed to create flexibility by giving companies the choice of firing people under 26 within a two-year period. So this flexibility was also, the increased firing could increase hiring and maybe encourage companies to take a chance on a young person. However, the young people say it's not going to create jobs, it just creates insecurity. They all fear they're going to be, you know, kept for 1 year and 11 months and then fired with no explanation. And they say they have to put their lives on hold. They can't get a bank loan, an apartment. And generally in society, people are supporting the students because they say this is just the beginning of an unraveling of French social protections and the French social model that they cherish here. And they don't want to go into this economic sort of capitalist free-for-all where you can be fired for no reason at any time and you have no sort of support.
And Eleanor, these ongoing protests, are they threatening the stability of the government of President Jacques Chirac?
I wouldn't say they're threatening the stability of the government, but everything is blocked. Three-quarters of the country's universities have been blocked and closed. Nobody talks about anything else. The government can't get anything done. So they aren't really threatening the government, but they're putting it on hold, and they are certainly threatening the Prime Minister, Dominique de Villepin.
And is there concern that these demonstrations could turn violent, like those we all saw last fall staged by French immigrants? Is that why such a police presence?
That is a big concern. During the last couple marches, we saw violence at the end, and they're calling these people who come in and do the violence the casseurs or the smashers. They're not really part of the student movements, although they could be. There's only, you know, several hundred. But they've come in and they've just, you know, smashed store windows, burned cars. And the students don't like them because they give the movement a bad name. But there is a lot of fear that it could move into the suburbs. So there are going to be a lot of riot police brought in from around the country and a lot of preventive checks going on. Yeah, there's a big concern about that spreading.
And the French in general, given all these protests, is the population generally opposed to this new law?
Generally, the population is opposed to the law. Two-thirds of French people would like to see it withdrawn or changed. But the biggest thing is 83% of the people have lost confidence in Villepin. They'd like Chirac to step in and end the crisis. The problem is Villepin, he came in as prime minister 10 months ago with a promise to solve unemployment. And the way he passed this law has made people angry. He didn't vote on it in Parliament, even though he had the majority votes to win it. He passed it in an emergency measure. So people are saying he didn't use the system. He's coming across as arrogant and intransigent, and people just don't have any confidence that he's in touch with the people and that he can handle this crisis. They want Chirac to come in and end it.
And Eleanor, of course, that's Prime Minister Dominique de Villepin.
That's right.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Reporter Eleanor Beardsley speaking from Paris.